Well, I have two thoughts about this title, Our Weapons and Warfare. One of them, I want us to think about how that in the time we're living in, there are many issues that people take issue about. They'll take one side or the other. And sometimes they take it and they think, you know, I gotta fight. I gotta do something. But, you know, in our Christian walk with God, we do have to fight. But we need to know what to fight about. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 10 and 34. 3 to 4. Says, for we walk, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. I'll stop at that just a minute. So you see, I might have issues with different things, but I cannot afford to take up a fleshly warfare. I don't need to take my banners and go stand on the street corners and try to, you know, vote for this or don't vote for that or whatever. But I do need to fight.
Yes.
But I need to fight a spiritual warfare.
Yes.
You see, what we're fighting against is the enemy of our souls. And so it says here, they're not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So there are things that we are going to have to fight for and against. We're going to have to fight to keep our souls in good standing with God. And we're going to have to fight against the enemy of our soul, because it's the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this earth that we're fighting against,
yes.
Not against flesh and blood.
That's right.
And as saints, we don't fight against each other.
That's right.
And we don't need to be fighting our neighbors, but we need to fight the spirit,
yes,
that the enemy has unleashed,
right,
and he's won against our souls in so many ways.
Yes.
He's tricky.
Yes.
If we're not careful, he'll get something over on us and we don't even know it.
Yes.
So we have to be so careful.
Yes.
So how do we fight? How? God maps out. We have it in the Word of God. You know what? This is my thing.
Yes.
This is my petition. This is my rule. This is what I can go by and live by.
Right.
This is the most important thing we can have, because it's going to show us just what to do and not to do, and how to do it. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. I don't have to go fighting against somebody because they said something about me, and I got to go straighten it out, and I got to go tell somebody because someone did something to me. I don't need to fight that kind of fight. That's not it. But I need to fight the enemy. I need to fight things that he would bring into my heart and into my mind. Maybe I'll have a little attitude. I've heard people say against somebody, they didn't treat me right, so I have an attitude. I hope y'all can hear me, because I'm not good at plugging these things on me. I have tremors and I just don't mess with them. I let somebody else do it. But you can, okay, good. But no, I don't need to have the enemy or try to make me have a little bitterness in my heart because somebody did something or said something to me, or they ignored me, or they didn't include me, or they didn't do things like I think they should have done. Do you know, bitterness is something we really need to fight against.
Yes.
There's so many other things, jealousy, envy, strife, all kinds of things, evil things. We need to fight. But what are our weapons? What do we have to fight with? God gives us some things in Ephesians 6 and 10. You know, I'm not that knowledgeable on different warfare, but I know that if I was in the armed services, I wouldn't go out in my civilian clothes. I'd have on some on the right armor and things to fight with. So if I did, I'd be vulnerable. But God was so gracious to us. He gave us tools that we don't have to be vulnerable. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. This is the weapon we can work with. These are the things that help us in this fight, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. Do you know something? I'm just going to stop a minute. Most of you know that I'm a teacher, right? Well, I have noticed that there are some powers and principalities that are being unleashed for our children to influence them. And one of the things that really grieved me when the children get, I think it's like third or fourth grade, they like to give them this Harry Potter. What's wrong with Harry Potter? I've been against it from day one. What's wrong with it? It's witchcraft. Those are powers. Our little children reading this stuff, and they're getting influenced by the powers. And not only them, the older people too.
Yes.
So it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. These are powers that we're wrestling against. We see it in all kinds of ways. Homosexuality. My little grandchild reading a book, I think they were in first grade or something, and it was about a little boy that was glad he could be a flower girl. Why? I had to tell the child. I have to explain to him. This is not right. And we're dealing with this all the time. I have to deal with my grandchildren. No, you're a girl. You do this. You play this. These are boys' things. I had a grandchild tell me, I don't like dresses. I said, what if a boy say, I don't like pants? I want to wear dresses. No, she knew that was wrong. But you see what we're dealing with. We're dealing with powers. And we got to fight. We can't lay down and let the devil just walk over us. I'm not a person that likes to fight. Naturally, I'll run from a fight, so to speak. If it's going to be an argument, I'd rather leave. I don't like it. But when it comes to the things of God, we got to fight. We got to be tough enough to fight against the enemy. We can't give in to him.
Amen.
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Sometimes you might put a name on it, say this one is a ruler. Do you know where it's coming from? The devil. He's the one. They might be letting him use him, but the devil is the rulers of the darkness of this world against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is what we are fighting against. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Who can tell me this is not the evil day? This is the evil day. And we're going to need God to help us to stand in this evil day. And having done all to stand, stand. When we have put on the whole armor of God, then we can stand against the evil. Now, we want to be winners in this fight, right? 1 Timothy 4:9. We want to win. We can't afford to lose because it's our soul.
That's right.
Some things we can give up in, but this is not one of them. It says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore, we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of them that believe. We're going to have to fight. We're going to have to fight the enemy. And we have to fight lawfully. We can't just go beating the air.
Right.
We got to fight lawfully. 1 Corinthians 9:26 says, I therefore run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. What's that they call that when you're just doing that?
Shadow boxing.
We're not shadow boxing. We're fighting, we're fighting a real battle.
Right.
But I keep under my body. This is something that we're fighting. We're going to have to fight self. And bring it into subjection. Lest that by any means, when I preach to others, I myself shall be a castaway. Paul said in one place, I die daily. We have to die to ourselves on a daily basis. You know, sometimes people will say your name, you did this and you did that and you did the other. And you know, I was thinking one time, I hate for people to say my name so much. And then I thought, yeah, good. Now I can keep fighting the devil. I just have an opportunity to crush him down and tell him, nope, I'm nothing. I'm just dirt on this floor. That's it. That's the way we fight. Die to ourselves. Let others, if they want something so bad, let them have it. And give in. As long as it's not wrong. They want the last piece of cake, let them have it. Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have. Let me see, I'm sure I got the right one. Hold on. James 4:2. And cannot obtain. You fight a war, yet you have not, because you ask not. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. You know, we have to fight lawfully. We have to fight in a way that is acceptable with God. And we just can't just do it ourselves, go out just going to fight a battle and think, you know, I'm going to do this. We can't. We'll fail.
That's true.
So let's just give in. Let's just give it to the Lord.
Right.
And let him teach us how to fight.
Right.
There are ways we can fight.
True.
I don't say this to everybody. I don't say everybody can do this. But on that last election, I didn't vote. You know what? People ask me, well, my daughter asked me, you've been teaching me all these years. I was a teacher. I'd take a problem when I voted. But this time, I wouldn't. And she couldn't understand that. I decided, I was fighting all right. You know how I fought? prayer.
Yes.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but a mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I fought with prayer. That's how I fought. Then I don't have to worry about it. What happens, I don't have to let it affect me because I prayed to God.
Yeah.
That is the best way. Saints, I believe if we get earnest before God, we can change some things through prayer. Just like brother was saying last night, I was so touched with that message. I was so touched with it. Here, the Hebrew children, how they fought, but the way they fought. And look at Daniel. How did Daniel fight? He just prayed, like he always did. So we can do this. We can move mountains. The scriptures are true. If we are earnest in our heart and we pray, we can make some changes. But, you know, the enemy can get us to bickering against one on another. One person have this opinion and the other one have this opinion, and we're fighting about it. That's not what God wants us to do. Let's pray. It's too big for us. Trust me, it's too big for us. It's out of hand. It's out of hand. And it's going to take the mighty power of God to change it around. All of us standing on the street corner, and this is not going to change it. It's going to take God to change it because it's a spirit. It's a spirit of the devil that has been unleashed in this world. And we cannot fight it with a corner fight. We're going to have to fight it with prayer and fasting. Lay some plates down. I had a burden one time. I fasted every day pretty much for like a couple of months or three. A few days I had to eat. Then I eat like, you know, I can't, because of my low blood sugar, I can only fast to a certain point. But I was doing that. And that's what we have to do. Put our plate down. If I can't fight, pray, fast tonight, starting at 12 till 12 at noon, I can lay my plate down and say, Lord, you see this situation, it's too much.
That's right.
And we can fight with prayer and fasting. Lord bless.
Yes.
Let's turn to, there are some different kinds of battles that we fight, and one's a battle of affliction. Let's go to Hebrews 10 and 32. There are plenty of people that are in a battle of affliction, and we need to pray with them and fight with them that God will intervene and he will heal. It says, but call to remember the former days in the which after ye were illuminated, you endured a great fight of affliction. Many of us are going to have some afflictions. I have some now, right now. I know I have one right now. But I know that my Redeemer lives. And I'm holding to him. And that's what we need to do. We need to fight. When we get in a battle of affliction, this fight against the enemy, sometimes we got to fight doubts and fears.
Yes.
You know, I'm telling you, you can have something and the first thing going to come to your mind is I have blank, you name it. That's so deadly. I have cancer, or I have this, or I have that. And we got to fight the enemy that will battle our minds and make us feel like we got something that can't be healed. And do you know God can heal cancer?
That's right.
He can heal anything.
Yes.
There is nothing too hard for God. But we got to fight. We got to fight the devil off and resist all these temptations to feel like I can't do it. I'm not going to be able to make it. This is going to happen. You know what? If I die, I die. If I live, it's Christ, Paul said. If I die, it's gain. And we make up our minds like that and know there is one day we're going to leave here, whether it's cancer, whether it's whatever it is. I hate to say COVID because people, you know, get scared. But whatever it is, we're going to leave here. I don't care what and how much we try. So we have to resign. Thy will, I mean, your hands, Lord.
Yes.
If you leave me here, it's good for the others. But if you take me on, I'll be so glad. I don't hate to think about it, but when I think about it, I just rejoice because I'm just looking forward to that day when the Lord comes and get me and when I can go to heaven and when I can enjoy the bliss. Oh, what a blessing it would be.
Yes.
It might be through suffering. It might be through hard times. But we can rejoice because we'll be there united with Jesus Christ,
yes,
our Lord. Let's go to first, we got to fight against evil. As I've already said, Hebrews 11 and 34 says, quench the fire. These are what people did. This is in the faith chapter. They quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the alien. So many things that people were able to do through faith. And we got to hold to our faith. We got to fight against being fearful and unbelieving. 1 Timothy 1 and 18. We got to fight against the enemy that would want us not to believe and not to have confidence in his ability to help us and to be there with us. 1 Timothy 1 and 18 says, let me get to it. This charge I commit unto thee, O Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some have put away concerning the faith, have made shipwreck. Holding faith. We gotta fight to hold our faith and confidence within God against the enemy.
Yes, amen.
And of course, you know, we gotta fight the flesh. I think I've read that one already. Where we deny ourselves, where we put away our. Hold on, let me get it. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against the flesh. For our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. So we are to fight against the flesh. Sometimes the flesh will make you lazy. Did you know that? Get up. Get out of the bed. Get busy for the Lord. Don't feel like you got to pet this flesh. Do what you can for God.
Yes.
You know, I've had people tell me, you know, they don't understand. Why are you doing this at your age? Because I have a little bit of time.
Yes.
I don't know how much time. I want to use my time for God.
Yes.
Get up. Let's fight this tendency to just... Oh, I got a little headache. I'll stay home. Won't go to church. This, that, and the other. I'm not going to church. Resist that.
Yes.
Do you know something? The devil fights you going to church.
Yes, he does.
He fights against you going to church.
Yes.
You might have been feeling fine. Just watch. About 5 o'clock,
yes.
Something happened. You get so weak, you can't get out of bed. You can't hardly do nothing. The devil,
yes.
Resist him.
Yes.
You have a pain you didn't have all of a sudden, because he knows if you go to church, he knows you're going to get something.
Right.
He's keeping you from church.
That's, right.
That's what he's doing. He's tricking you, making you not go to church, because when you go, you're going to hear somebody's testimony. That's going to be the very testimony that's going to help you. Maybe in the week. Maybe you don't even know that it's going to help you. And then when you go that week, Lord can bring that back to you.
Yes,
we help one another.
That's true.
We are, he designed it for us to go to church. He did not design us to stay home. If we get so sick, we can't go, that's different. There may be a time. You might not see Sister Doris in service. She may not be able to, but you better believe it's a reason.
Amen.
You better believe she is so sick, she can't move hardly. You better believe she can't do something, or something happened. Because sometimes I have things with the children, the grandchildren, and things. But you know what? I don't even like company to come on church night. And usually I have this person that comes over sometime on the Wednesday night, and then we start getting ready or whatever. She knows it's Wednesday night. Wednesday night you go to church. Now, if I don't go to church on Wednesday night, she'll probably think something's wrong. So you see, we need to be in church. We need to be in service as much as we can. Now, when we can't do it, that's different. But unless we can't do it, we need to go.
Amen.
So it says, the scripture tells us that we are, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together.
Amen.
Let's don't do that. And you know, this thing about COVID has caused some of it, and I'm thankful we have online services we can be. I'm thankful for that.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, when those doors open, we need to walk in.
Amen.
We need to walk in.
Amen.
Okay, so then what have we, it says, for the weapons, to the pulling down of strongholds. Other things we need to cast down and we need to fight against, that's our thoughts. It says, casting down imaginations. You know, the devil will make you imagine something.
Yes.
You know what? I think so-and-so don't like me. Yeah. He'll give you that.
Yes, he will.
They always talking to so. These people, I never hear them. They never come to me. Excuse me. Do you go to them? If they're not coming to you, go to them. Go to them. Reach out to them. Show them love.
Amen.
It says, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience, what are we doing? We're fighting, right? We're revenging all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So see, we're going to fight. The enemy might want us to have something, and the word tells us, don't do it. Let's be ready to revenge all disobedience, because we're fighting in this warfare. So we know what we're using to fight with, and we know what the battle is that we're fighting. I think we can be proactive. I believe the Lord would bless us if we're proactive. And he gives us in his word how to be proactive. Philippians 4 and 8, when it comes to our thoughts, right? It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, is it true? We can measure it up. That thought came to my mind. Is it true? Some people say, Well, it's true. Whatsoever things are honest, is it honest? If it's not honest, we can scratch it. It might be true, but it may not be honest. Whatsoever things are just. See, let's use this, what God has given us, to fight against any thought that's not pleasing to God. Whatsoever things are pure, that is something that we can really look at. If it's not pure, it's not worth thinking about. And then whatsoever things are lovely. You know what? I love flowers. I think flowers are so beautiful. Just give me a garden of flowers and I think I'm just next to heaven, so to speak. Something lovely. Let's don't think of negative things. Cast them away. Let's put lovely thoughts in our minds. It says, whatsoever things are good report. Now, it's so easy to get hold to a bad report. Listen to it, feed on it, pass it on. But no, let's cast it out as soon as it comes. We don't need it. It's not going to help us. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise. Will God get any praise out of what I'm thinking about? This report? Cast it away. Cast it away. Think on these things. That's the way we can fight against the enemy, because he's doing everything he can to destroy us and to destroy others. Now I'm going to try to move faster. But I want us to see how Jesus handled, how he fought the battles he came. You know that he was tempted in all points, like as we were, yet without sin. But he had a certain way that he fought. And let's look at Luke, I believe it's the 4th chapter. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned unto Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when he had ended, where they were ended, he afterwards hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. You see, Jesus fought the devil with the word of God. Yes. Let's use that. That's one of our weapons that we can use against the enemy. When he tells us something, suppose the devil tell you, well, Mary, your friend, they didn't say something wrong, right to you, and they were not kind to you. And I don't think they're saved. So you take that and you think you're going to go and you're going to tell your friend. But you can look at that and say, what does the Lord say? He said, don't gossip, right? Not, no gossiping, no none of these things. So you can use the word of God and say, I'm not going to do that because the word says. And that's what you said. You tell the devil. We can fight him just like Jesus did with the word. And then he went on. Each time he used the word to fight the devil with. Let's use Jesus' example. And sometimes he didn't say a word. There were times when they came up to him for things and he didn't give them an exact answer. Sometimes we need to stop and think and pray. And ask the Lord, how do I answer this? People will say things to try to trip you up. So you have to be willing to use God, Jesus' example in fighting the enemy. Let's go to Matthew 26. And 48. Now he that betrayed him gave him a sign, said, "Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast." And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, "Hail, Master," and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, "Friend, wherefore dost thou come? Come." Then came they and laid hands on him, on Jesus, and took him. And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. Then Jesus said unto him, "Put up thy sword in his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall be presently give me more than 12,000 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled that thus it must be?" In that same hour Jesus said to the multitude, but I want you to hear this. How did Jesus fight? He did not use physical warfare. He could have, but he gave his life. And he said, couldn't I call for 12 legions of angels? He could have had this intercession. In one place he told them, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, then would my servants fight that I not be taken." So we're not going to fight a physical warfare. Right. We're fighting a spiritual warfare. We're fighting against the enemy. So I'm going to stop here, but I want you all to be encouraged to fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. This is what we're fighting. We're fighting for our heavenly home. Pray for me.